This content is AI-generated for informational purposes only and should not be directly used for clinical decision-making.
Hello, and welcome back to the Neurosurgery Hub podcast. I'm Dr. Aris, Senior Attending Neurosurgeon.
And I'm Dr. Alara, Research Fellow. Today we're looking at a fascinating new study from the Journal of Clinical Neuroscience, the official journal of the Neurosurgical Society of Australia, published in 2026.
It's a timely piece of research, Alara. We've all seen the shift in our trauma bays over the last few years. The paper is titled, "The Rising ICU and Neurosurgical Burden of E-Scooter-Related Traumatic Brain Injury in a State Major Trauma System."
Exactly, Dr. Aris. The study really hits on something we've been discussing in our morbidity and mortality conferences, how e-scooter-related head trauma has emerged as a growing contributor to neurosurgical and critical care workload internationally.
It's interesting because while we've seen the influx of these patients, the authors note that data describing injury patterns, resource utilization, and actual costs remain quite limited. This study aims to fill that gap by characterizing the epidemiology, clinical features, and hospital costs of e-scooter-related traumatic brain injury, or TBI, within a statewide Level 1 trauma center.
And that statewide scope is crucial. It gives us a bird's-eye view of the system-wide impact rather than just a single-site anecdote. When we talk about the neurosurgical burden, the paper isn't just talking about the time spent in the OR. It's looking at the entire longitudinal care path.
Right. Let's dive into that neurosurgical and critical care workload aspect. For the residents listening, think about what a growing contributor actually looks like on the ground. It's not just the initial consult. It's the ICP monitoring, the repeat imaging, and the long-term ICU management. Alara, how does the paper frame the clinical features of these injuries?
This study emphasizes that because these are e-scooter-related TBIs, the injury patterns might differ from traditional motor vehicle accidents or pedestrian versus car incidents. The authors specifically looked at characterizing these clinical features to see if there's a signature e-scooter injury profile within their Level 1 trauma center data.
It's a unique mechanism. High velocity, often no helmet use, and a high center of gravity for the rider. That leads to significant head trauma, as the abstract mentions. And when these patients hit the ICU, the resource utilization becomes a major factor. We're talking about ventilator days, nursing ratios, and specialized neurocritical care.
And then there's the financial aspect, which we don't always discuss in the scrub room, but is vital for hospital administration and public health policy. The paper explicitly looks at hospital costs. When you combine the ICU stay with neurosurgical intervention, the economic footprint of a single e-scooter mishap can be staggering.
It really highlights the burden mentioned in the title. If this is a growing contributor internationally, then our current trauma systems need to adapt. We aren't just looking at a few isolated cases, we're looking at a shift in the epidemiology of TBI.
I found it interesting that the authors chose to focus on a state major trauma system. It suggests that the findings aren't just relevant to urban centers where these scooters are most prevalent, but to the entire trauma network that has to funnel these patients to a Level 1 center for neurosurgical expertise.
For the practicing neurosurgeons listening, this study is a call to look at our own data. Are we seeing the same rising burden in our ICUs? Are our injury patterns matching what this study describes? The limited data the authors mention is exactly why this 2026 paper is so vital. It provides a benchmark for resource utilization.
And for the medical students and residents, pay attention to the term clinical features. It's not just about the GCS on arrival. It's about the specific intracranial pathology, the hemorrhages, the shear injuries that are becoming synonymous with this mechanism of injury.
Absolutely. The study's focus on characterizing the epidemiology helps us predict who is at risk and how we should be allocating our neurosurgical workload in the coming years. If the trend continues as this paper suggests, e-scooter TBIs will occupy a much larger percentage of our elective and emergent surgical volume.
It's a clear reminder that as technology changes how people move, the burden on the neurosurgical team changes as well. We have to be ready for the rising ICU needs that follow these rising injury rates.
Well said, Alara. This study from the Journal of Clinical Neuroscience is definitely a must-read for anyone managing trauma in a modern urban environment. It gives us the data we need to talk to our hospital boards about costs, and more importantly, to our communities about safety.
Thanks for joining us today on the Neurosurgery Hub podcast.
Stay sharp, and we'll see you in the next episode.